Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And when we talk...
Let's go. When I walk in the club,
all eyes on me.
All right, folks, when you hear this song, means it's officially Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Mitch Tischler came into the tent this morning. He said, "Isn't it a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday?" I said, "Mitch, don't be such a heathen. We don't start celebrating until 11 a.m. I mean, goodness. Do they think we're irresponsible, Brian?
Yes.
Scotty's Vodka Red Bull
they
Friday
listen to you every
starts
day.
At 11.
They know we're irresponsible by listening to you.
If we're on the road, maybe 10. But we're in a tent, all right? We're in a tent, and it's my daughter's birthday. We don't start till 11. Now, what I can tell you.
5 o'clock somewhere.
Indeed. What I can tell you is Scotty's Vodka is now available in some Virginia ABC stores.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Casually walk in and politely request a bottle
walk
of Scotty's Vodka.
Walk in and say, where's that bottle with the blue writing?
Do you remember how I first recommended people go into the Virginia ABC stores to request a bottle of Scotty's?
I don't.
Landfill had to use the dump button. Here's where we're at. Cliff Kingsbury spoke to the media this morning. Cliff does not play. Cliff goes hard immediately. He answers questions directly. Yeah. Cliff Kingsbury asked
a trait that many don't hold anymore these days.
And a lot of coaches try not to be intentionally, frankly. Cliff Kingsbury talking about Terry McLaurin's absence in Commanders training camp.
Hey, Cliff. Going back to Terry real quick, you talk about, you know, gelling with the offense on the grass. How much work are you getting with him in the classroom and kind of at this point of the season? How high value is that? Is the meeting work?
Yeah, I think, you know, not as much as we would if he was full go. There's no doubt. But I think, like I said, I'm huge on walkthroughs, on practice, things like that, because until you get on the grass and actually do it and feel the timing, feel the depths of routes and things of that nature, I don't know exactly how much you can get out of that. So I think we're kind of at that point to where we need to start getting those guys when they're available out there and gelling and seeing what we are as an offense.
I think that nothing he said is inaccurate.
He didn't say anything inaccurate. Basically, what he's saying is you got to practice football to play football, right?
Sounds like somebody I know.
I've been saying that forever. I mean, it's listen, man, there are coaches who have to play the political game. There's others who don't. And the head coach is close to it. They work directly with the GM. He probably wouldn't say it as straightforward because he said it earlier this year. But Cliff is like, yes, you asked me a question. He answered the question that was asked. You know, would you like him here? Yes. Are you getting enough work with him? No, not as much as I would if he was here consistently.
Right.
You know, and that man, like I said earlier, that message goes to both people. And that's just, like, listen, man, the level of truth that people give these days, it's a thing that people don't really do. So when somebody finally does it, it seems rare. It seems odd. It seemed like they said something. He just told you the truth.
Going to hit these phone lines. MGM National Harbor listener lines are open. Want to thank our friend Melissa from Missy's Sweet Treats for hooking us up with some very good sweet treats this morning. Let's go to
moist cake.
Pause. Toothpick is on line four. Pick. What do you hear when Cliff says, "Yeah, we could use Terry on the field"?
I hear somebody. Hey, what's good, JP? B. Mitch. Listen, hear somebody that's telling the truth. I hear somebody telling the truth and saying what everybody else already knows. The defense can't get a true good look at the number one wide receiver. Well, I'm going to put it to you this way. At our best number one wide receiver, how are we really going to know what the rookie can do if the rookie ain't been put in front of this dude? So he not only helps the offense, but he helps the defense as well. I'm just surprised that, you know, the defense coordinator hasn't come out and said the same thing. But it is what it is. Somebody's telling the truth. We need him here if we want to. Yeah. Well, we need him here if we're going to get back to where we know we should be. We need all of our bullets so we can fire our guns every Sunday, Monday, or Thursday, whenever we play. Thanks, JP. Thanks, D-Mitch.
Can we have a Saturday game this year?
Thanks, Pick. Yeah.
But I want people to understand now, that message wasn't just shot in one direction. That message was like Jeff starting to learn how to shoot a bow. That arrow had two heads on it, one pointing each way. It wasn't just hitting the people that could get him here. It's hitting the person that needs to be here too.
What do you think Terry hears? Because he'll hear that.
He's hearing that, man. They saying I need to be in there getting some work in. He hears it.
Do you think that message hits him a little differently on August 15th?
I don't know. I mean, I would think coming from the guy who you know designed plays for you should hit you differently. You know, he's not the one that's trying to not give you the money or whatever. He's the one that's basically trying to get you more money by giving you plays and getting you set up to make score touchdowns. So that guy that basically went out there last year and made you have the most productive year you could in touchdowns. Because it's Jaden, but you know what? It's a play design as well. You know, so all of a sudden, that guy right there saying something, I want to deal with him a little bit. The person that can control how I get the ball, I listen a little bit differently to him.
Let's go to Luke in D.C. Luke, what'd you hear? Cliff said, this team's a lot better when Terry's out there. We'd love to have him out there.
Hey, fellas, how you doing? Hey, I think he needs to be out there. I think he needs to be incorporated and everything, but I think a deal is going to be getting done here shortly, probably next week and a half. I truly believe that. I don't think they're going to let him walk out the door or get traded. But I have another question also for you guys. I'm wondering, we've been talking about Terry a lot, but I'm really wondering, because I'm a Packers fan, but my dad and brother are Redskins fans, so I support you a lot, unless it's week two next year or this year. But I really want to know what you guys are going to do with Deebo Samuel and what parts of the offense are going to incorporate him in. Is he going to be outside a lot? Is he going to be inside? Because we haven't
heard
a lot
about him. He's going to be all over the place.
I really want to know how you guys are going to
incorporate him. He's going to be all over the place. He's going to be all over the place. You might see him come out the backfield. You might see him out wide. Might be reverse. You never know. He may be catching some of those hitches where that cornerback's going to have to tackle him. I don't think that cornerback wants him one-on-one.
I don't think many corners want to try to tackle Deebo one-on-one. That much I'm sure of. Yep. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. Let's go to Trucker Dan. Trucker Dan, where are you at on Cliff's Terry comments?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, man?
Somebody needs to hold Adam Peters accountable. Everybody trying to say that Terry needs to take less money. I don't think that makes any sense at all whatsoever. I think it's more so about the guarantee. You got players like Amari Cooper that got a $60 million guarantee that he's still getting from last year. Devontae Adams still getting. How about we get Terry McLaurin a nice $60 million guarantee as well, and he'd be in, man. This process is taking too long to enter in our team. That's my only issue. Adams need to get that damn hit off.
I got to be honest. I see both sides. I think if this is about guarantees, I think the deal should get done. I think if the holdup is guarantees and they don't want to get to 60 and they can get to like 58, I think they need to do that. But if the deal is about surpassing DK Metcalf's AAV, if that's what Terry's side wants, that means he's a top three receiver in the NFL. And I don't think, like, I understand if the organization is hesitant to go that high.
You and I sat here and we broke down DK Metcalf's contract.
Right.
The last 2 years had no guarantees, right?
Yeah.
So, basically, they can make one where his AAV is higher. And he still won't be getting the money. DK Metcalf, after his second year of that contract, he better hope he's doing more than just running deep routes. Because he may not be getting it. 35, I think it was 35 and 41, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to see that. So the AAV, when you're not going to see those, makes no damn sense. Now, and let's be real. If I wanted to get you in camp, I would write one up. And you could be making 35 with an AAV. But when you look at it, you're not getting that. So I don't know if that would necessarily be what the holdup is. It has to be about the guarantees.
I mean, clearly, I think both sides came into this too hot. I think the Terry side came in asking for too much. I think the Commander side came in offering too little. And I think that started things on a really bad path. I don't think you have to be a brain surgeon to figure that out.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean they haven't gotten closer and that sides are optimistic. But
I think get over what the initial thing was.
What do you think of more and more folks now are like, listen, Terry's under contract. It's time for him to get on the field.
People can say what they want to say. They're not living that life.
When will you start to feel that, like, if this actually gets to, like.
I'm not going to feel that way.
Even if you miss games?
Hey, listen, if he want to miss games and lose his money, that's on him. I'm not going to sit up and say what he should do. I'm not making that money. So I'll let other people decide what somebody should do. If they were dealing with the same situation, they probably wouldn't be letting nobody tell them what to do. So I really don't care. If he wants to lose money, cool. If he don't, then come back in. But it's not me or anybody else to say you should be because you're under contract. Dell's contract aren't like a regular contract.
Let's keep the phone lines going here. Will is in North Carolina. Will, what's up, dude?
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Good, man.
How you doing?
Hey, good, good. You know, it's about 3 weeks before the season starts, I think it is. And, you know, you cannot count on Brown because he's been injured, like, the last two or three years. And you don't know Terry's situation because he could hold out, you know, the first 2 weeks and lose a little money and make it up on it if you get his contract, so he'll make it up. But when do you get frustrated? When do you want to go down another road as far as for the season start, you know, bring in another receiver or trade him? When does that happen? And if y'all was a coach, what would y'all do? What would y'all think on that?
Well, the coach don't have that control. So the coach wants him in. The GM is the one that the GM and the negotiators are the ones that they're dealing with. Right now, the coach wants him in camp. I would want him in camp. But then what I want doesn't finalize that deal.
Do you think that we reach a time, a moment, where Terry's side of this is like, all right, we have lost this battle, time to get on the field?
I think it comes down to when that person who makes final say, I've said this over and over again, Terry makes final say. When Terry starts to see that this thing is, you can see what you're asking for. And you can see what your agent is telling you. But eventually, everyone comes to a point where I know where it's not going. And then you got to start to make some adjustments. You know, everybody always, like they always say, shoot for the moon, you end up amongst stars. You shoot for the highest price. But then you realize that it's somewhere in between what you ask for and what they're offering. And you got to try to find a way to get to that.
I totally agree. It's at some point, reality has to set in, and you hope that doesn't come too late.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to our guy, Jaden, up in PA. Jaden, what do you think about Cliff telling the truth, saying, yo, we need Terry in here?
Yeah, I think it's something that all coaches, especially honestly in all sports, I feel like even owners and teams are starting to feel like, why do we need to take? Why? He's under contract. Okay, let's say worst case, he sits out the whole year. Guess what? That contract rolls over. So the Skins don't have to do anything. So, I mean, imagine if Adam Peters had only
it
1 year
left necessarily
on the
roll over.
I'm not going to the combine. What if he's like, I'm not going to the combine because my contract isn't guaranteed next year? How would fans feel about that?
He sits out the whole year. That contract not rolling over. They're going to find the hell out of it.
No, it would toll, but he's on the PUP. He could be on IR. Like, he could try to find his own workaround. But, he could go to hearings, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. The other thing you said that's flawed, Jaden, that this is important to point out, Adam's contract is guaranteed. Coaches' contracts are guaranteed. That's the difference between management and players. So, like, I mean, you do see rare occurrences where a coach will coach on the final year of his deal, but 9 times out of 10, a coach going into the final year of their deal gets an extension because they don't want to be a lame duck coach. That happens all the time. Now, it doesn't happen as publicly as this, but they don't have the same leverage.
Okay, right. I get that. But how much money is Terry guaranteed to make this year? Over 20?
Guaranteed? Hell no.
No, it's not over 20.
How much is he scheduled to make?
Scheduled to make and guaranteed are two very different questions.
But is he under contract to play this year? Do the Skins have his contract?
But I know what you're saying, see, but it's not that simple. See, you can't just look at the contract and then look at it based off of what you think. This is not how it works. So he has the leverage to be able to hold out. Now, if he loses money, he loses money. Nobody can make him do a damn thing.
Right. But my other thing, too, where I'm kind of not siding with any side, but two out of the top 12 receivers, out of the highest paid receivers, only two made the playoffs. So 10 out of the 12 highest paid receivers did not make the playoffs. So it's like,
what does that have to do with this situation, though?
Because Terry wants more money and wants to be paid as a top 12 receiver. So if I'm Adam Peters, you're under contract for this year, and why do I need to pay you? Why do I need to rush if he?
So you're going to say, why would I pay you and the other people didn't make the playoffs, but you did make the playoffs? You were at the NFC Championship game. So your argument doesn't really make sense to me.
Hold on. Real quick, Jaden. If your point is, if you're Adam Peters, why do you have to pay Terry? And my response to you would be, have you watched this offense? Because I have, and they clearly need Terry. So,
he's
like, you can make – you could try to be – you could be a hard-ass about this and, like, oh, well, you don't have to pay him. You don't have to do this and that. But the goal is also to win games.
He's getting paid this year to play. He's going to play this year. You guys think he's not going to play? Do any of us really think he's not suiting up?
I really don't care if he plays or not. I just want the deal to get done.
Care if he plays.
No, I don't.
The team is better with him out there.
Yeah, the team is better, but I'm not sitting up here forcing nobody to say what I think. I would love to see them get something done. I would like both people to give each other some level of respect. I don't think one side should be pushing and the other side should be saying what they're going to do. And I'm not going to be a fan calling in and saying
football this year.
Do what?
Do you guys think there's an actual chance?
I don't much waste my energy on thinking about that. I don't go that far.
I think he's going to play, but I think you have to allow week one. I mean, the sides seem fairly dug in. I mean, you can check the tape. For me, I have said all along, I do think something gets done. I still think something gets done. You know what I mean? Like, your stance seems very narrow-minded, and I'm just trying to point out that there are a lot of possibilities. There's a lot of context involved, and what if AP decided he's not going to the combine just is not an apt comparison. I appreciate the call. I appreciate you listening. Clearly people feel a lot of different ways on this. Let's check in on the aquarium because we're about to run Joe Witt's press conference where he said some really interesting stuff as well. Landini, what did you think of Cliff kind of making it clear he wants Terry on the field?
I mean, it's not surprising. The team and the offense specifically is obviously better with Terry out there, and Cliff's job is to coach the offense. So, you know, he's not the guy who has to worry about how this is going to affect the cap in a couple seasons. Like you said, he's probably not going to be here next year, honestly.
Right.
Yeah.
Cliff saying this to me is not like the shockwave some are trying to make it be. I do understand it's the first person from the team side to say, yeah, dude, we're not getting a lot done with Terry, and we'd rather have him on the field. Like,
I just think he said, of course. Basically, all he did was answer the question. I think we're making it like he said this. He was asked, would he want him here? Yes. He didn't say that what the team got to do or anything else. He just said he wanted him here, which is the obvious answer for anybody that's calling plays, and you got that guy that just finished your team last year like that.
Like, he wasn't asked, hey, would you pay Terry like a top three wideout?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I understand. Listen, man, this world now is all about content, trying to make stuff happen, this, that, and that, make people think one thing. He didn't say nothing out the ordinary that any offensive coach in this league would be asked. Do you want your best player out there? Your best receiver? Yes. I don't think any one of them will say, no, I don't care. Or no, I they don't have to pay him. Yes, the answer is going to be yes 100% of the time.
Interesting times, man. Now, one thing I love is how DQ has put this staff together, and I think Joe Witt is a really interesting dude to hear from as well. Cliff obviously brings just swag, frankly. But I do think just boil this down, make it a generic city. The Springfield Adams offensive coordinator is asked if he wants his best receiver on the field. Yes. Right? Like, his job is to score points. Let's do that. When we come back, you're going to hear from Joe Witt. We're going to keep the phone lines open for a while. Ben Stanek's going to join us. We're going to do some Ask B. Mitch Anything. You'll hear from Javon Kinlaw later in the program. I've been really impressed by Kinlaw. I think people are incredibly misguided on how concerned they are about his contract. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. On Tuesday, August 26th, is FanDuel Futures Day, a new holiday for football fans. It's 24 hours of deals on all your football season predictions. So take a flyer in the MVP race. Is it going to be Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen? Will Pat Mahomes pop up? Or will even Jaden Daniels pop up? Crown your champion in August. Who are you going to pick to win the Super Bowl? Yeah, I know you could pick a team out there in the AFC. Well, everyone thinks Buffalo. I don't think Buffalo. I'm going to go with Kansas City. And then who's your pick on the NFC side? Will the Philadelphia Eagles do it again? Or will you have another team come up and show you what they're about? Or you could parlay all your division winner and dark horses. Mark your calendars. This is your day for your hunches, your hot takes, your calls, and your odds. So visit the FanDuel app today and start planning your futures bets now. Because Futures Day is one day and one day only. FanDuel. Play your game. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hey, B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan, coming to you live from Commanders Park. Commanders practiced a little bit earlier today. And before practice, we had one coordinator. And then right after, we had the other, Joe Witt, talking. Let's take a listen.
All right, guys, let's get right to it. Any questions?
Well, I'm curious what you've seen from the defense and the growth of the defense throughout camp so far.
You know, we've had some really good practices, you know, and we have to get that to translate to the game film. But I've been pleased with the way we're rushing, playing the run, covering really well on the back end. And so the collective group have been growing together, getting to know each other with the new additions. So it's been good. Now it has to translate to on game day.
Do you feel, because of the way you talk about the coverage in secondary, do you feel that allows you to be a little bit more versatile, creative with what you want to do?
You know, that's just how we've always, or the schemes that I've been a part of, have been able to get up and press and cover on the outside, tight coverage. So that's more what I'm used to. I'm not accustomed to really zony type coverages. And so it's not necessarily giving me more flexibility to add variety. I guess that's what your question is it gives us the ability to really run the defense that we want to run without having to plug holes in different places.
The young guys at linebacker, the guys that got a lot of work against the Patriots, how did you feel they handled that first game?
The game or the practice? Wasn't what it needed to be in the game. The effort was there, but the details, the fits just wasn't what it was supposed to be. So I'm looking for, because I was really excited to see our twos go against their ones, and in certain spots, certain people showed up. The young linebackers, they have the opportunity this week to show up this week.
What have you seen out of Jeremy Reeves throughout camp? I mean, has he taken a step from last year, in your opinion?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's earned right now to be that third safety type of player where you'll see him in there more. You know, he's such a special teams ace that it's hard to just, you know, play him full time on defense because he's so important to special teams. But he just keeps making plays. So we're gonna find places for him on defense, and he's earned that. He's always around the ball. His physicality is unmatched, and so I've been very pleased with what he's done this camp.
Joe, just in your second year in this position, accustomed with the personnel, accustomed to your role, like how much more comfortable are you doing your job and understanding your job this year as opposed to last year?
A lot more comfortable, you know, just understanding how to deal with managing the staff and allowing the staff to do their job, you know, not trying to be overbearing from that standpoint, and the focus on just making sure that we're detailed, we're structured, we're where we need to be, and allowing the coaches to coach. And then, like I said before, I want to make sure I do a better job of what I've always done in the past is taking players and maximizing their skill set. So let's make sure we put players in position to do what they do best and negate what they don't do. And so that's where my focus has been. So there's a more of a calmness with me in the building, just because I'm not trying to necessarily do everything. I'm allowing the coaches who are outstanding to do their job and just make sure that we're structured, we're on time, we're detailed out, the players understand what we're doing, and then let's go play fast.
And we had Cliff in earlier and asked him about Wes Welker, and he said Wes is actually helping on the defensive side of the ball.
Correct.
We think of him as a guy who catches 100 passes a year. Mm-hmm. What kind of role is he playing in helping you guys?
So we did the same thing in Dallas, where the first time we did it with Ben McAdoo. The second time was with Brian Schottenheimer, where they did pre-scouting from an offensive standpoint. Now Wes is going to do that with me. And it was really because Shoddy was really good, especially on anticipating, okay, this is what you're going to get next. This is from an offensive lens. Now, my background is started off on offense, so I still see things from an offensive lens. But having Wes with his knowledge of pass game and being in different offensive systems, it's going to give us the ability to or give me the ability as a play caller to have high anticipation of what's coming next. So, and then he also gives the secondary and Coach Simmons and those guys on the back end just a wealth of knowledge of how routes are being ran, where the break points are, what's the quarterback's reads and the looks and the hots from that standpoint. So he's been a really good addition, and I'm looking forward to working for him with the rest of the year.
Hey, Coach, when you look back to last week's joint practice with New England and then think about the scrimmage on Tuesday, what are some of the areas you would like to see your defense kind of just shape more of or improve at?
The scrimmage, if we could play like we did in the scrimmage, especially the one defense, that's what it should look like. Like the scrimmage, it was pretty damn good. The New England practice, they got into I thought we started off and we got after them pretty good. They got in the red area. At Skelly, we got after them pretty good also. They got in the red area and they got after us. The quarterback scrambled for a touchdown in practice, and then they scrambled. Now, the second time when Dobbs scrambled, we made them work for that one. But the other one, they just stepped up. So we have to understand the rush lanes. And once we get into the low red, we were in some single gap defenses, and I know our ones weren't out there. So, but I'm talking about the game now. But they were able to hit some runs that they shouldn't have been able to hit. In the practice, they weren't able to hit them. I mean, like, so the practice when our ones were out there, they did a nice job. And then in the scrimmage, was what I envisioned this defense to be. It was really good.
As you guys get ready here for the Bengals, I know you're not game planning in particular, but it did seem like you were looking at this kind of the sets that the Bengals might give you. Does this week kind of work as a prep week to mimic kind of how you will go into a game into a regular season game schedule?
Yeah, we're not getting to a full game plan, but we will do a what we call a snapshot game plan where we'll give them a little bit of you know, what the normal game week will be, but it won't be a full detailed deep dive like we normally do. We're still in sort of a training camp mode, so we're working both sides of it.
And for Trey Amos, having an opportunity to go up against more proven NFL players like T. Higgins, Ja'Marr Chase, you know, with the Bengals ones, how much will that help you in your evaluation and his growth as a rookie?
I think it'll help a lot. You know, I value Ja'Marr Chase so much, man. I think this kid is the premier receiver in the league. I mean, he's second to none. He can run the routes. He's run after catch. And so the ability to be able to go up there and defend a guy like that, and, you know, at some point he's going to beat you, and then how do you respond? And then T. Higgins, he's not a two. Let's not get that in. He is a one also. So they have two ones. And then they have a great quarterback that can place the ball wherever he needs to place it. So I'm excited to see because we've covered really well out here every day, especially the top five corners. And so I'm excited to see against, you know, who I think is the best receiver in the league in Ja'Marr Chase. All right, guys. Y'all have a great one.
Joe Witt, Commanders defense coordinator, talking there. I mean, one – very little subplot there.
Yeah.
Joe Witt saying T. Higgins is a one when they try to point to T. Higgins' money in the Terry deal. And yeah. Saying, like, well, he, you know what I mean?
Well, basically, yeah, that's another notch in Terry's belt then.
Right. So. The thing that I wanted to get a picture of these next to you.
Well, no, they were on the floor.
Thanks, Mitch. Just throwing them on the floor?
No, they were on the ground. I picked them up.
I'm saying, I let Mitch. Mitch just took them.
Mitch had two.
And then just threw them on the ground?
No, the one I guess fell out of his pocket or something.
Nah, that was mine. He didn't have any.
He has two. He had two packs of them.
Yeah, those were mine.
Well, one was on the ground. He didn't know it was there.
Thanks a lot, Tischler. The one thing that has stood out, and I've seen it live. I noticed it the other day, and people want to say it's this three safety look. No, sir. It is often when it's just the nickel package, Revo getting a lot more work.
Yeah. I mean, if you watch Revo play special teams, that's a guy that's saying, Coach, I can do other stuff. When you do special teams at a high level, coaches want to find other ways to use you. And that's what they're doing with Revo. We were talking to Revo the other day, and he walked in, and Santana said, man, I see you bringing that intensity. He said, that's the only way I know. And I think a lot of players can learn a lot from him, because people want to tell you when it's this moment, that moment, that moment, then where they going to be, whatever. You can bring intensity every damn aspect of this game. Walkthroughs, out here in shells, out here in pass against your guys, preseason game. Then it goes to another level when the game starts. So they can learn a little bit from him, because he's not getting this if he wasn't as intense as he is. We can say what we want about the hit. Many people go, oh, man, it was illegal. No, no, no.
That was legal.
That hit got him going on the field a lot more now.
I wonder if it's Reeves playing that well, because that's what it strikes me. You wonder what their comfort level is with Will Harris or some of these other safeties. Tyler Owens, I noticed, I don't think was out there today.
He was out there.
Was he? I don't think he played much.
Yeah, he was out there today.
It's an interesting time with the safeties. A lot of excitement about the DBs. They got a real test coming to town with the Bengals.
They do.
And, you know, they faced them last year. It's not like they haven't seen this offensive attack.
Yeah.
I think this is, as much as losing the joint practice is a bummer, and probably shouldn't be glossed over, because the coaches love to say, yeah, we value the joint practices more than we value the preseason. Well, you just lost one, mm-hmm. right? This test Monday night is going to be as close to the real deal as they're going to get. We're reacting to Joe Witt, Cliff Kingsbury, plenty of comments. Plus, Ben Standing's going to join us at noon.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It is Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, baby. Scotty's Vodka is made in the DMV and loved throughout the DMV. B, I thought Joe Witt's comments about how his defense looked in the burgundy and gold scrimmage were quite apt. The defense was flying to the ball.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to see from the D Monday night?
I want to see a lot of Revo.
You do?
I want to see – no, I'm saying I want to see a lot of people playing like Revo. Where I'm on the football field, this matters. I want to see them flying around. I want to see some pressure by the front. I want to see the coverage I've seen in practice in the game. Because I think they've been far better in practice this year than they were last year.
Agreed.
Last year, it was like touchdown after touchdown. I think Marshon Lattimore now starting to look closer to what he had presented before he got in here. I want to see those things. I don't care if they're out there for a quarter or two. I've been asking for longer, but they're a quarter or two. I want to see them playing at a high level. And let's be real. You're not going to stop Joe Burrow and his two guys. But if you can limit them, that's cool with me. You know, I want to see that from the – you know, you're asking about the defense, right?
Yeah.
And I want to see that. I want to see young linebackers, young DNs, young corners, safeties. When you get in the game, let's not look like you're lost. Just try that for a minute. You know, you and I forgot the amount of days we've been in camp. But they've been here long enough to understand this damn offense and play fast. You know, it should no longer be them thinking. They should be reacting now. And the ones that can't react, the ones that are still trying to figure out and think what they're doing, they're not going to be here. They shouldn't be here.
I like that Witt kind of explained what this week is, and we tried to explain this in the opening. Like, they're not putting a full game plan in for the Bengals, but they did have cards out this morning. Joe Witt, I thought this was really telling. He said, "Yeah, we're not getting to a full game plan, but we will do what we call a snapshot game plan, where we'll give them a little bit of what the normal game week will be, but it won't be a full, detailed, deep dive like we normally do. We're still in sort of a training camp mode, so we're working both sides of it."
Yeah,
I think that's the right way to approach it.
Yeah.
You don't need dudes burning out to scout out third downs. Every play the Bengals have run on third and short in the last 2 years, because that's what they do for a regular game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't need that this week. But you do want your defense to be prepared for some of their looks so that they can react like they would on a Sunday.
Yeah, totally. And listen, what putting in like a semi-game plan, as he's stating, you know what it teaches you, Zoo? Who's going to learn it?
Right.
Who's going to master it? You know, the comment I made before we went to break last time, stop waiting for the coach to tell you what I'm installing. If this is your profession, your job is football.
Football.
Okay? And if the coach gives you the game plan on Wednesday, don't wait till Friday to look at the Friday portion. You should know it by the time Friday come here. Because this is all the hell you do. You play football, you go home. Find time to make sure that you do your job at the highest level. They want to see those type of guys.
I thought this was an honest answer as well. Asked about Trey Amos getting to work against Jamar Chase and T. Higgins in this game. Witt said, "I think it'll help a lot." He said, "We've covered really well out here every day, especially the top five corners. I'm excited to see against who I think is the best receiver in the league in Jamar Chase."
Yeah.
So think about it. If he's saying he's really happy with his corners, the top five corners, that is Mikey, Lattimore, Amos, Noah I, Jonathan Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how much deeper and better that group is compared to last year.
Listen, man. Jay, I watched practice with you last year. And I'm watching practice with you this year. Have we looked at each other with dumbfounded looks like, what the hell did that corner just do? No.
We had those looks a lot.
Last year, man, I saw more people panicking than I've seen in my life. I don't see a lot of panicking now. If they get beat, they get beat. But normally they're right there, you know, with a contested catch. It's not, I'm beat so bad I got to reach out and grab somebody. I reach out and touch them. I reach out and grab them. And that happened on a consistent basis, daily, last year.
I mean, St. Juice was so grabby. Forbes just doesn't have the size to play in the NFL. It's 11-on-10 in the run game. You can't have a player out there that is such a one-sided problem. It just doesn't work because every quarterback in the NFL could just check to a run right at him. and whether or not he makes the play, like whether or not it impacts him, it gives the offense such an advantage. Mike Davis was a nice guy, kind of an interesting cat.
He was interesting.
But, like, not good. Like, there's a reason he's a free agent right now. Like, he's not on a roster right now. You know what I'm saying?
He was a strange kid.
Yeah, dude. He had that stash going. I mean, that was your top three corners last year. And then even when they traded for Lattimore, he wasn't right. He wasn't ready.
Nah, he wasn't.
You and I stood there with Logan and watched a bunch today. Like, he looks good.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wonder for a guy like Lattimore, he told me this the other day. Would he, if this was week two and they were going against Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, he would be so excited for those matchups. Mm-hmm. And he's got the fire to go, right?
Yep.
I don't know that you want that fire on August 18th. Like, we'll see what they do. But
listen, cornerbacks are very different than any other position on the field. Maybe not. For him, I needed to be going for some guys that's going to be going out there. Those guys that when you 300 pounds and you got a 350 across from you, you better have some damn fire. If you're a running back running through that line and you got a 255-pound linebacker and those big boys, you better have some fire. If you're a guy like Revo
brought fire.
Who's coming up to hit somebody who's probably got 20, 30 pounds on you, you better bring some fire. But when you're out there covering and, you know the dude, and, cornerbacks and receivers, same crew. Hey, man, let's get through this game. We see each other in regular season. We're going to go at it then.
Right.
Come on, dog. It happens. They cut deals.
You know who brings that fire? Ben Standick joins us next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.